Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring a really profound way to find shelter, you know, find true peace when life feels, well, uncertain. We've dug into the Faith Beams GP podcast, specifically their episode 9. It's part of this big global healing series they did on Psalm 91.
That's right.
And our mission today, it's really to unpack how this podcast, which reaches people globally, sheds light on actively choosing a secure place to dwell, moving from fear to peace.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, what the GP podcast frames so well, I think, using Psalm 91 verse 9, is that it's not just like a nice phrase. It's a real decision.
Right.
The verse is our anchor. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, the episode really emphasizes that this is, you know, a deliberate choice you make, not just something you happen to notice.
That distinction feels really important. The material we looked at, it challenges that default idea of shelter, doesn't it?
It does.
We tend to think, oh, shelter, it's just a safe spot, somewhere to run when things get scary.
The emergency exit, basically.
Oh, exactly. But the podcast says, hang on, Psalm 91 is inviting you to make God your daily dwelling. A constant presence, not just that panic button.
It's a fundamental shift in perspective.
And the insights from the GP podcast, they're so rich. They bring in other scriptures too, like Proverbs 18.10.
Yes. The name of the Lord, it says, is a strong tower.
The righteous run to it and are safe. And Psalm 27.5, in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. It really makes you pause and think, what would it actually look like for you to live your daily life from that kind of dwelling place, that consistent peace?
And building right on that, that idea of daily dwelling, the episode we analyzed points to three really transformative outcomes when you make this choice. First, you gain peace that passes understanding, which, as the source explains, isn't just, you know, no problems.
Right. It's deeper.
It's an inner calm that doesn't even make logical sense sometimes because it's rooted in trust. Even when chaos is all around.
Okay, peace. What else?
Second, you start operating from a position of rest, not reaction.
Right.
So you're not just constantly like responding to every pressure.
Being pushed around by circumstances.
Exactly. You've got this internal stability.
Yeah.
And third, being covered spiritually, even if chaos surrounds you physically.
I read spiritually. That sounds powerful.
It really is. And Anna from Salvador, Brazil, her story illustrates this perfectly. Frontline nurse. Right in the thick of the COVID outbreak.
Wow, intense.
Totally. She apparently taped Psalm 91 in her locker, whispered, "The Lord is my refuge," every single shift.
Yeah.
She never got sick. And the podcast highlights, she actually led 6 coworkers to faith through her experience. Her story just powerfully shows how that internal posture, that faith, can really redefine how you experience external safety.
That's incredible. And Anna's story, it just throws into sharp relief where most of us, maybe instinctively, run when fear hits. The GP podcast makes this really critical comparison, seeking shelter out of fear versus seeking it in faith.
Yeah, it's a stark contrast.
It really lays it out. Fear-based shelter gives you maybe temporary relief. It's based on trying to control things, fueled by headlines. And ultimately, it's shaky, unstable.
Right.
But faith-based shelter. The source describes it as bringing eternal peace based on surrender, not control, fed by scripture, not news feeds. And it's secure, unshakable.
Which lines up perfectly with Isaiah 26.3, doesn't it?
Yes.
You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you.
Exactly. Steadfast minds, trust.
It's striking, though, how easily we grab onto those temporary fixes. The podcast calls them broken roofs in the storm.
Broken roofs. I like that image. What are they referring to?
Well, those non-God-based shelters. Things like, you know, endlessly scrolling social media for distraction.
Oh, yeah. Guilty.
Or chasing financial security as the ultimate safety net, relying only on relationships or maybe career success, titles.
Things that feel solid, but maybe aren't.
Exactly. They might offer a brief escape,
but
the source is clear. They just can't hold up in a real storm. Jerome from Guyana, an entrepreneur, he learned this the hard way.
What happened?
His business burned down. Total disaster. And his first reaction, pure panic. He admitted, you know, blaming everyone, hiding in self-pity.
Understandable reaction, I guess.
Totally. But then a pastor shared Psalm 91 with him. He started speaking it out loud every morning. "You are my refuge."
Just speaking it.
Yeah, declaring it. And his whole mindset shifted dramatically. Within 6 months, not only did he get a better business idea, but he found a new partner through his church.
Wow.
Jerome's story just perfectly shows what the source suggests, how we can shift that instinct, move from running from panic to running to purpose.
That really highlights the power in just saying it, doesn't it? Jerome's transformation.
Yeah.
It brings us back to Psalm 91.9. If you say.
Mm-hmm. That word say is huge.
The GP podcast puts huge emphasis on it. Saying isn't just like making noise. It's a confession of alignment.
Alignment. Explain that a bit.
It's like a powerful act. You're intentionally aligning what you say with what you truly believe deep down. And the source says this literally shifts things inside you and around you.
It connects to Romans 10.9, right? Declaring with your mouth, believing in your heart.
Precisely. And the podcast details three incredible outcomes when we actually declare God as our refuge.
Okay, what are they?
One, we activate his promises. Two, we cancel fear's authority. And three, we shift the atmosphere in our homes, our work, even our own hearts.
Activate, cancel, shift. That's powerful framing.
It really is.
And Keisha from Trinidad and Tobago, her story is another compelling example of exactly this. She was going through a really tough time with postpartum depression.
Oh, that's so hard.
Incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. And while her doctor was giving her essential medical help, Keisha found this profound peace started washing over her when she began praying Psalm 91 daily, specifically declaring God as her refuge.
So the declaration was key for her too.
It seems so.
Yeah.
As the source puts it, she learned to live under his wings. Her healing journey, as described in the podcast, really deepened when she started voicing her trust, actively engaging her faith with her words.
Keisha's story really drives home that it's not just what you say, though. It's how you live it out, right?
Absolutely.
Which brings us to the second part of that verse. And you make the Most High your dwelling.
Right. Making it your dwelling, not just saying it's your refuge.
So what does dwelling actually mean, according to the source material we looked at?
Well, it's about making time in his presence, like a non-negotiable part of your routine.
Not just Sunday morning.
Definitely not. It's letting him occupy your thoughts, your decisions, all through the day, in everything you do.
Okay.
And fundamentally, it means building your life consciously around his word. The podcast really stresses this. It's a daily discipline, not a once a week drop-in.
A daily discipline. That feels very active. It reminds me of John 15.4, abide in me and I will abide in you.
Exactly. That sense of continuous connection. And Psalm 84.10.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. It's about valuing that presence, that dwelling place.
What the GP podcast really illuminates here, I think, is how dwelling stops being just a physical place or like an occasional visit.
Right.
And becomes this constant state of being. And that impacts every single part of your daily life. Marcelo from Uruguay, the high school teacher, his story is a beautiful example.
I guess so.
He used to keep his faith totally separate from his job.
Yeah.
You know, church is church, school is school.
Lots of people do that, I imagine.
For sure. But now the source shares he starts every single class with a silent prayer for his students. He's consciously carrying God's presence with him everywhere.
So he's making God's presence his dwelling, even right there in the classroom.
Precisely. It's about bringing that sense of refuge, that dwelling, into every moment. Doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing.
So bringing all this together,
yeah.
What does it really mean for us listening right now?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
Well, this deep dive has shown us choosing God as your shelter. It's intentional. You have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking it aloud. That's genuinely transformational, according to the source.
It shifts things.
And dwelling in him, that's relational, continuous, not just popping in now and then.
Right.
Ultimately, I think the profound insight from the GP podcast is that refuge isn't only about being protected from stuff out there.
It's more than just safety from.
Exactly. It's about cultivating and holding on to this deep internal position of peace, no matter what chaos is swirling around you.
Which leads back to that question.
Yeah. It makes you ask yourself, honestly, where have I been running for shelter lately? And how can I choose, actively choose, to run to God instead?
You know, the original podcast episode, the one from Faith Beams GP, it ends by kind of hinting at their next episode.
Oh, yeah. What's the topic?
It's titled, No Harm Will Overtake You Living in God's Promise of Safety.
Hmm. Interesting follow-up.
Right. And thinking about that, after everything we've discussed, it really prompts you to consider maybe an even deeper level of what shelter means. Well, maybe it's about exploring how that internal position of peace, the one you cultivate, by making him your dwelling place.
Yeah.
How that can actually redefine your whole perception of external safety.
So finding security within the circumstances, not just from them.
Exactly. That possibility. It's a really powerful thought, I think, to carry forward into your own reflection on this.
Absolutely. What an insightful journey into these ideas. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you.
We really hope this exploration has given you some maybe transformative new ways to think about peace, about shelter, and about where you ultimately choose to place your trust. Keep exploring these powerful ideas for yourself.